You are listening to a sermon from Mission Point St. John. We hope this message encourages a deeper connection between you and Jesus, our Savior.
Turn with me in your Bibles, if you would, to Matthew chapter 9. And I feel like God has put this message in my heart for this morning. You can open the door for others. You can open the door for others. Matthew chapter 9, and we'll begin with verse 18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. I wanted to speak to you. You can open the door for others. God, I thank you for your word this morning. And you know every person that is here. You know every heart and every condition of people's lives this morning. I'm praying for the anointing of your word just to reach down and minister to people, Lord, in this congregation today and those that are watching or listening online this morning, God. Allow your spirit to go right into the rooms where they are and minister to them as well. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. This passage that I've read to you this morning, if you've been around church for any length of time, you've probably heard some preaching on this topic or this passage. But I want to maybe go a little different route today. The disease was recognized by the Jews as unclean. What this lady had in the story that we've read to you was recognized as a person who was unclean. If you go to Leviticus chapter 15 and verse 25, it says, And if a woman have an issue of blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be unclean. This was recognized by the Jewish culture that this lady was unclean. It was absolutely improper for her to touch another person. The disease was regarded actually as, in her case, incurable. She had extended all her property. She had extended all of her wealth. Everything that she had, she tried to fix the situation that she had. According to Mark chapter 5, she grew worse. She was double aggravated because she had spent all of her finance on her condition and it did not help her at all. You can imagine 12 years of constant weakening and wasting. No opportunity to be with family. No opportunity to be in the house of God. No fellowship with other people. Her disease was of such a nature that she did it She did it. She lived in such a way that she had to basically hide herself. And she has no other hope. Understand this morning, she had nowhere else to turn. She had no precedent for what she was going to do as well. So she's got this mind battle going on. I can't be around people, and I have no other history to go on, but I've got one chance left, and that is I've heard about this man called Jesus, and I know that if I can get to him, something will change. She's got no precedent of someone in her condition being able to touch him. The only thing that she has a recognition of and from Old Testament possibly is that the Bible says there was a man that died and they lowered him into the tomb where Elijah's bones was, and when he touched the bones of Elijah, he stood up. I mean, there's very little precedent of what's going to happen because of her need or desire to touch the Lord. But she believed that she would be healed if she could just touch the hem of his garment. There is virtue this morning in everything that belongs to Jesus. Everything that belongs to him, there is virtue. And she realized that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that healing would happen. See, the holy oil that anointed the priest, the Bible says, ran down to the skirts of their garments. There was an anointing that didn't just happen in one location. She just realized that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I believe something can happen for my life. Jesus did not suspend his healing virtue by someone touching him unknowingly. The Bible says in verse 22 that he turned to her. He saw her most private request. No one else even knew what she was trying to do. No one else even had any indication that this was her last resort, and if she could get through the crowd and somehow just touch the hem of his garment. And Jesus is being touched by all kinds of people, and so he doesn't suspend his healing virtue by someone just touching him unknowingly. But there is something within this woman that her private request is known by God as soon as she touches him. The garment, probably the square garment that was thrown over the shoulders of the people of that day. It was surrounded by a border or a fringe. Those threads hanging down is what is known by the hem. And the Jews wore this in order to distinguish them from other nations. Mark says that the woman was fearing and trembling, that she may have thought that Jesus would have been offended by her touching him, not only because of her being unclean, but also because of who he was and his garment. And she reaches out and she realizes that this garment that's worn by Jesus has great significance. But she says, if I can just touch it. Jesus silences her fears when he realizes that he's been touched. He commends her faith. He even speaks peace to her. He uses an endearing word of daughter, a tenderness and an affection, a faith that would mean restoration to her. Something was happening at this very moment. You can go back to Numbers chapter 15 and you see the significance of what's taking place here. Numbers chapter 15 verse 38 says, speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they take them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations. And they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. Lots of things are taking place in this moment with a whole crowd of people around. Jesus is walking with a crowd. There's a woman with an incurable disease. Jesus has on a garment with fringes that has great representation all the way back to the Old Testament. And the woman has a desire just to touch the hem of that garment. There's no precedent of what could happen, but she feels like this is her last resort. See, the fringes on the garment were tassels made by twisting threads together into a knot. And they hung from the corners of that upper garment. They were a reminder of the commandments of God and the need to maintain a holy lifestyle. They were a symbol of a separated life. It had nothing to do with modesty at that time, but everything to do with identity. There was something that was happening at this moment that was going to change the course of history through this one lady. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2 says, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and grow fat like calves released from the stall." See, the Hebrew word for the wings is kanaf, which means, or is translated as corner or edge. And this is the reference to the corners of this prayer shawl with the fringes that were attached. This Messiah was holding healing and protection in his wings. And those that revered his name and would follow his commandments, possibly in her mind, something supernatural would happen for her. Yeah. And that power that was flowing from Jesus was represented by a deeper symbolism of the fringes and the hem. The knots and the windings had a symbolic meaning. The knots represented the 613 commandments in the Torah, while the windings represented the concept of wrapping oneself in God's commandments and in His Word. And all of a sudden, this lady realized that if I can just touch what is represented by the law and by the protection of it, then maybe something will happen for me. This is all happening in this story. Notice that Jesus did not say, "Who touched my garment?" But rather he said, "Who touched me?" Something powerful was happening even in that moment. He wasn't recognizing or representing something separate from him. 613 laws of the Old Testament. He wasn't representing some protection that he was just wearing for show. No, he was actually representing himself. Okay, folks, this is Sunday morning. This is our worship service for today. This was the Almighty God represented right here in front of this woman. He said, "I didn't come to condemn the law. I came to fulfill the law." He was everything that the law was represented right here in front of this woman. She has an idea. Maybe if I can just touch the fringe of what's represented here, something will happen for me. Yeah. So Jesus didn't say, "Who touched my garment?" He actually said, "Who touched me?" The status that she had was nothing. She was recognized as a nobody. But there was a status. The higher your status was in life, the more or the longer and the more elaborate the tassels would be on the fringes of your garment. Remember, there was a very costly blue thread that was woven into each of those fringes. A poor man, out of necessity, might have a short, stubby tassel, but those that had great means would have long tassels with great threads of blue that would be woven through there, and it was a recognition of status. And this woman had none, but she was coming in contact with someone who had it all. And Jesus signaled to his disciples in the crowd when she touched him, and he recognized that something supernatural happened. He recognized that something took place at that moment. Folks, her status changed. He said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." She was no longer going to be an outcast. She was no longer going to be ostracized. She was no longer going to be having to stay away from her family or the house of God. Her status was changing. He said to his disciples, this is not going to be a process for her. This is not going to be a length of time. He said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." No longer helplessly sick. No longer a social outcast. No longer ostracized, but rather clean. I want you to notice something else. Her identity also changed. See, in Bible times, families, tribes had a unique way of weaving and tying and braiding that knot. Each family might weave their own way of tassel in such a unique way that when someone met them, they would know what family they were from. They were done in such ways that were unique to certain families and unique to certain ways. And by looking at the tassel, a family would be identified by the way it was woven. Jesus spoke to her with a new identity. He didn't just say, "This is a woman." He didn't say, "This is just another person that got healed." The Bible says he called her daughter. He welcomed her right into his family. He wanted her identity to change at that moment. You were ostracized and you were on the outside before, but I'm welcoming you in with a new status, and I'm welcoming you in with a new endearing phrase. I'm calling you daughter. And just as that tassel that would be on the bottom of Jesus's garment, that tassel would have been a signification of what family he was from and where he grew up. And all of a sudden she realizes that she's being invited into his family. He spoke to her in such a powerful way when he called her daughter. Her identity changed. You talk about a miracle. This is not just any type of miracle. This is someone who risked everything that she had left. But all she had left was the possibility of Jesus. And she had already used everything else. She had already tried everything else. And so she said, "If I can just get through this crowd, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. And if I can touch the hem of his garment, I believe something supernatural is going to happen in my life." And when that took place, everything changed for her. Instantaneously, virtue went out of him, and her body was completely healed of 12 years of an incurable disease. No longer was in her body. And Jesus said, "I'm going to let your status and your identity change at this moment as well." All of that would be a powerful miracle. But folks, what happened to her that day, this was just the beginning. The Bible doesn't tell her name. It doesn't say who she was. I mean, there's history that would try to give us the possibilities of her name, but the Bible doesn't say. And we read these three or four little verses, and they seem, miraculous, obviously, life-changing, obviously. But these three or four little verses in Acts or Matthew chapter 9 is really just the door of what's going to happen in the future. Because there's been no precedent for this before. This has not happened according to our knowledge before. We do know that her faith reached out and touched the hem of his garment, and something supernatural happened in her life. But we've got no history that we know of that this had ever happened before. But this is a day that everything changed for the future. I turn your attention to Matthew chapter 14. And what this woman was willing to do, and what this woman was willing to risk, and what this woman was willing to stand for, all of a sudden changed things for the future. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 34. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, speaking about Jesus, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. Hear the story this morning. Jesus shows up at Gennesaret. And when they realize who it is, when they get an understanding of who has just arrived, then the Bible says they go for everybody that's diseased. We're going to bring everybody to him because we know what he can do. We've heard this story before. Okay, here's the next verse. And besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. I pray everybody in this room this morning will get a hold of what just happened in this verse. Because the Bible tells us they besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. This had never happened before that we know of before Matthew chapter 9. But the word got around of a woman with faith. The word got around of someone whose life was changed. And when Jesus showed up in Gennesaret, they said, oh, this is the guy. This is the man. Let's go get everybody that we know that is diseased. And the Bible says that they might touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were perfectly made whole. Let me tell you what the woman that we don't know what her name was, what she started. She opened the door to what was going to happen in the future to a whole bunch of people we don't even know. We just know they needed help. They needed a healer. They needed someone to step into their situation. And when they were brought to Jesus, they did the exact same thing that she did. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us what diseases they had. It doesn't give us a description of all the problems that they had. It just gives us the result. We don't know if it was an ingrown toenail or ulcers. The Bible doesn't say what everyone had. But it does give us the result that the faith that was extended because of one woman that said, I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to step through the crowd and see what happens. That everybody that was brought to Jesus in Matthew chapter 14 touched the hem of his garment and they were made whole. Everybody that's in this room this morning that's been healed of something, you've got faith to pray for someone else that they can be healed of the same thing, because you had faith that you could be healed. So you've got faith that someone else can be healed. You can come to be the open door for somebody else. God didn't just save you and I to save you and I. He didn't just heal you and I to heal you and I. He didn't just bring us through certain things just to bring you and I through. He brought you through challenges in your life, challenging times in your past. He's brought you through difficult situations so that you could have the faith to open the door to somebody else to receive what they can receive. This morning, I don't know who you are that's in need today, but I'm praying that there's someone that will open the door for you to receive everything that God has for you because of what He's done for them. You got heart issues this morning? Go over to this side of the church and get George to pray for you. He's already been there. Yeah. He's already been laying on the side of the street with no hope. Oh, if you don't know, God's already healed him and brought him back. If you got a heart issue this morning, let George open the door for you. Amen. Because something supernatural can happen in your life this morning. Hallelujah. Because of one person that touched the hem of his garment. I don't know how many people it was. I don't know how many things they had. The Bible just says that everyone that was brought and everyone that touched was made whole. You're dealing with cancer this morning. You find someone that's been healed of cancer. There's people that have been healed of cancer in this room this morning. Hallelujah. Join yourself with them. You got high blood pressure. You got something that you're dealing with in your body, find someone that God has touched them already. God has touched and strengthened a person's mind. God has touched a person's family. God has saved a child. Hallelujah. God has rescued a spouse. Amen. Pray with someone this morning that's already opened the door because they touched the hem of his garment on your behalf already. I believe music come. I believe the woman had no idea what she was opening the door for that day. There's no indication that she was thinking of the future other than healing for herself, and rightfully so. She's at desperate times and desperate measures because she's got nowhere else to turn. She's got nothing else to spend. She's got no other hope. There's probably a strong indication that she feels like this is the last thing that she can try before there's a total giving up. So there's no indication that we know of that what she was doing that day was on behalf of other people. But we do know that what happened to her left a testimony that day. And when Jesus turned around and said to his disciples, "Who touched me?" And they said, What do you mean? Who touched you? You're being thronged by people. All kinds of people are touching you. No. This was different. Somebody touched me with a different request, a private request that no one else knew what the person was trying to do. And the disciples got to learn very quickly when Jesus spoke to her and she was made whole. And then he said the endearing word and called her daughter. The disciples know what that means. We use words loosely in 2024. But that wasn't a loose word that was being used. Well, I'm just going to be kind to her. No, no, no. He was changing her identity. And the disciples realized that what was happening at that moment, there would be a testimony of God's miracle working power that would be told to other people. Jesus is going through another day. And he shows up at Gennesaret. Oh, that's Jesus? That's the one we heard about? That's the person that the unclean woman touched? And he changed her status? And he changed her identity? That's the person? Let's go find everybody that needs help this morning and bring them to where Jesus is. And as many as touched the hem of his garment were made whole. Huh. Everybody. Well, Pastor, I don't know if I qualify. If you're a part of everybody, you qualify. I don't know if I deserve it. It's not upon deserving. It's not upon whether you can attain it or purchase it or be good enough to receive it. None of those things. Every one of those things is eliminated with this woman. She's got no money left. No one cares about her. She's not allowed to even be around people. I mean, she is at the bottom of the barrel. You can't go lower than she felt. So don't allow that lie to enter into your mind this morning that you don't know whether you qualify or whether you're deserve or good enough. It's already been proven by the testimony of the woman who pressed through the crowd. She already opened the door for what you need this morning. It was replicated in Matthew chapter 14. But at Mission Point, the last Sunday of August, 2024, it can be replicated again, right here, this morning, right now. So I'm just going to make it simple. I'm not coming back to take you by the hand. I'm not forcing you to come. I'm not saying you have to step out of your seat to do it. I'm not doing any of that. It all comes down to you. It all came down to the woman who said, I've got nothing else to lose. And she stepped and pressed her way through the crowd until she touched the very hem of his garment. And everything for her changed. Her physical, her status, her identity, her testimony, the rest of her life changed at that one moment of touching Jesus. What a great, great story for her. But what a powerful demonstration for you this morning. What a powerful demonstration for those in Matthew 14. And what a powerful demonstration for those at Mission Point on this last Sunday of August of 2024. That if you're willing to press through the stuff, the things, the people, if you're willing to overcome the things that would hold you back, don't allow pride to stop you from getting through to the hem of Jesus. Don't allow what I've learned to live with to stop you to get through to the hem of Jesus. Don't let it be what I've tried so many other things and so many other times to stop you from getting through to the hem of Jesus. Don't allow those things to stop you this morning. Let the testimony of the miraculous that happened to one lady, that it is enough today for you and I to stop worrying about things and stuff and people and press through the crowd and just touch Jesus this morning. Stand if you would. God started putting into my spirit for this morning, somebody, multiple people possibly, that were going to be in this service, that just feels like, you know what, I've tried and tried and tried. Doesn't seem to be working. I've given, given, given. Doesn't seem to be changing. I'm encouraging you this morning through the testimony of a lady that we don't even know her name, that resulted in opening the door for others in Matthew 14. That would continue to open the door for others this morning here at Mission Point, that you'd be willing to step out of your pew. Listen, no one even needs to be praying with you. Why don't we do that this morning? Why don't we just come ourselves? The disciples didn't pray with the woman. They didn't even know her need. The disciples didn't recognize what was going on. Why don't you just come, just you yourself this morning, and press through everything that would try to hold you back and say, you know what? I'm going to make my way to Jesus this morning. I'm going to let Him make Himself real in my life. I'm going to let Him take control of the situation, the circumstances of my life this morning. I'm passing that over to Him, and whatever that might be, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're thinking about, whatever is a struggle, whatever is a challenge, whatever it is this morning, amen, that you came into the house of God with, I'm encouraging you to press through the crowd this morning and just touch Jesus, because if you touch Him, virtue will flow. He'll recognize your need. He'll recognize your desire. Hallelujah. You get His attention.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information, connect with us on our website at missionpoint.ca. God bless you.